All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Don't look now, folks, but right now things are really heating up in the American League West. You look at the fact that they have three teams that have winning records, and there is the possibility that all three of these teams can make the Major League Baseball playoffs this October. And the three teams that I speak of, I'm talking about the Oakland Athletics, the Los Angeles Angels, and of course, the Seattle Mariners. Now, currently, the A's came into play today with a record of 53 up and 33 down, which is the top spot in the AL West, and they are looking to win that division for the third consecutive season. The Los Angeles Angels currently have a record of 49 and 36. They are 3.5 games behind the Athletics. And finally, the Seattle Mariners, who are in third place, they have a record of 47 and 39, and they are 6 games back. But you look at both the Angels and the Mariners, these are the two top teams for the wild card spots in the American League. So they have to try to hold off the pack. And more importantly, each team is looking to move up to catch Oakland for the division title. But if not, they would still like to have the opportunity to hold off the pack and at least get into the postseason as a wild card. Now you look at the A's this season, and they have a terrific pitching staff. You look at the Athletics, they have the lowest earned run average team-wise in the American League this season at 3.18, and that's only going to get better right now. You look at the acquisition that took place yesterday, and I'm talking about Oakland acquiring starting pitcher Jeff Samardzija from the Chicago Cubs. Now, you look at the Angels, and this team has not made the postseason since 2009. You know, owner Artie Moreno is going out of his way to spend money in the past few years, both on first baseman Albert Pujols and outfielder Josh Hamilton. Things really did not work out for this team last season, and it starts right now as how are things getting turned around. You look at the resurgence of one Albert Pujols. This season, he has 18 home runs with 52 runs batted in, and he's on pace once again to have another 30 home run campaign. Then, of course, you have Mr. Mike Trout. This youngster is all that he has cracked up to be and then some. This guy, so far, 20 home runs in the year, 63 runs batted in. He has a .313 batting average along with a .406 on-base percentage. And this guy is a logical candidate to win the American League's Most Valuable Player Award this season. You look at Josh Hamilton. He had a good start to the season, and he dipped a little bit, obviously, because he was injured. Hamilton is starting to come back. Hamilton is getting it going. And if Josh Hamilton can get it going and be any resemblance of the player that he was when he won the AL MVP while he was a member of the Texas Rangers, look out, AL, because guess what? You're going to have your hands full with Hamilton, Pujols, and Trout. And this was what was expected when these three were brought together not that long ago. Of course, you know Mike Socha, he's a longtime manager of the Angels. Again, this team has not made the postseason since 2009, and he's looking to get this team back on track. And, you know, the Angels this past offseason, they really flew under the radar after having such big expectations the last two seasons, and I think that has worked to this team's benefit, and they are reaping the rewards of it on the baseball field. And finally, you look at the Seattle Mariners. This team has not made the postseason since 2002. You know, they've had winning seasons since, but, you know, they've really just been caught up in the wash that is the American League West. But this is the best the Mariners have looked in quite some time. You look at the acquisitions that were made this offseason, of course, bringing in relief pitcher Fernando Rodney. But the big one was signing Robinson Cano at second base away from the New York Yankees. It took $240 million over the next decade, but it got it done. And, you know, Cano's not hitting the home runs at Safeco Field like he was in his career at Yankee Stadium, two different parks, but you still look at the batting average. He has a .322 batting average this season, only 6 homers, but more importantly, 51 runs batted in, and he's been a part of that culture change that is going on in Seattle. Of course, Cano was a World Series champion with the Bronx Bombers back in 2009, and he's bringing a little bit of that winning attitude to the Pacific Northwest. It's not just Robbie Cano. You look at this pitching staff for the Mariners, of course, they're led by Felix Hernandez, who's one of the best ones in the business. He has a 10-2 record on the season. He's leading the American League in earned run average at 2.10, and he has 137 strikeouts, and he's on pace once again to have another 200 strikeout season. Now, Oakland, they picked up some RG yesterday. This is a team that could still use another bat. You look at Derek Norris, Josh Donaldson, and Yoenis Cespedes in that lineup, but it could not hurt the A's to get another bat. So it would be interesting to see what Athletics general manager Billy Beane would be able to pull off between now and the trading deadline at the end of the month. Now, the Angels could use another starting pitcher. You have CJ Wilson. You also have Jeff Weaver. And, you know, you can never have enough pitching come October. So you look at a guy like David Price with the Tampa Bay Rays. Do the Angels have enough in their farm system to entice the Rays to ship their great lefty to the West Coast? That remains to be seen. And finally, the Mariners need themselves another bat and another starting pitcher. I think you look at the fact that Cano is playing in Safeco Field, and Corey Hart just came back from the disabled list for the Mariners, but I don't think he's going to be enough protection for Robinson Cano. I said it coming into the season that the Mariners were going to need to protect Cano a little bit more. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens on the trade front between now and the end of the month as far as how the Mariners are going to be able to acquire another bat if they want to remain in this race. Now, the million-dollar question is, will all three of these teams make the postseason? A good possibility. You look at the fact that whoever does not win this division, they're going to have to fight with the Kansas City Royals coming out of the AL Central for a wild card spot. I do believe that the Royals are going to be in this thing until the end. You look at the three teams that are in contention in the AL West. You look at the AL East, rather. You look at the Baltimore Orioles, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the New York Yankees. Coming into play today, the Orioles had a half-game lead over the Jays, and the Yanks were three games out. Now, you know, the Yankees more than likely are going to be buyers between now and the trade deadline. Toronto still needs some work to do if they're going to hang around, and the same can be said for the Baltimore Orioles. Now, these teams are going to push for that wild card spot, so the AL West teams, I'm talking about Oakland, I'm talking about the Angels, and I'm talking about the Mariners, they all have their hands full, but it is still not out of the realm of possibilities that all three teams could make the postseason coming out of the AL West. I think it's good for baseball out there. It's getting fans enthused. You see how fans flock to the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. The same could be said at Angel Stadium out in Anaheim. And now you look at Safeco Field. There's once again a buzz out there in the Pacific Northwest for baseball. You know, the Seattle Seahawks are really taking things over in that town the last few years. And the same could be said for the Seattle Sounders of the MLS. But right now the Mariners are getting back to reclaiming their city and making a push. But I think right now, all three of these teams do have a good chance to make the postseason this fall. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, as always, you can follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. Of course, if you follow me, I have no problems in following you back. And if you're on Facebook, we have the page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You are more than welcome to check it out and like it. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.